What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice, bringing you this week's timeout. This is where we take a step back and assess the game of life, looking to God for strategies to bring us true success. This week's thought, the last shot. Robert Orr, or Big Shot Rob, as he's better known. With his 7 NBA championship rings, he's in rare air. There are only 9 players in the history of the league that have 7 or more rings. And those other players played on the Celtics back in the 50s and the 60s. In his rookie year with the Rockets, Rob drilled a 3 in Game 7 of the 93 Western Conference Semis versus the Supersonics. He got a game winner versus Spurs in Game 2 of the 95 Western Conference Finals as the Rockets were on their way to back-to-back NBA Finals victories. What about in 01 with the Lakers show versus Philly, Game 3 on the road? He scored 15 points in the game, and 12 of those were in the fourth quarter, including a clutch 3 with 47 seconds left in the game. When he retired, Orr held the record for the most threes made in the NBA Finals. Now, he still has the playoff record for the most threes made in a game without a miss. How many? 7. Just as many as he has rings. The reason that not only Hall of Famers, but top 75 players like Drexler, Olajuwon, Shaq, Kobe, and Tim Duncan had no problem with Rob taking the big shot is because they trusted his ability to make it. Makes me think of the man with the demoniac son who took his child to Jesus to be set free. I'm so glad that Mark included this in his account because we all go through faith tests. He believed, but there was still a little bit of doubt that he had to overcome. Why was there unbelief? Well, the teachers of the law were present in the multitude waiting for Jesus to come back down the mountain. Did they pray for his son? We know that his disciples had just prayed for the boy and he was still possessed. Maybe he thought, is this really God's will? What did he do, though, with that unbelief? He took it to Jesus. This is what we do when we doubt. We need to take it to him. Now, Jesus checked the father real quick and said, hey, you know, do you believe that I can do it? And when he was checked, the father was like, yes, really quickly, he yelled out, I do believe. Help me with my unbelief, or help me with my doubt. Not only did he take it to Jesus, but he was honest as well. God knows everything, so don't try to hide your feelings. He can take it. Here are a couple examples of why we must have faith when we go to God. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 says, and if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. James 1, 6 through 8 says, but let him ask in faith without doubting, for the doubter is like the surging sea, driven and tossed by the wind. The person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. An indecisive man is unstable in all his ways. Christ calls us to call on him in faith. If we fail to do so, we can expect that our prayers will not be answered. Going in faith doesn't mean that we'll always get what we ask for. David's first son with Bathsheba died, even though he prayed and fasted. Paul prayed that the thorn would be removed, but God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. Jesus gave us the perfect example of how to pray and get a positive answer every single time. In the garden, he prayed that the cup would pass from him, but his ultimate prayer was that God's will be done. Praying this way, in faith, will always yield God's design. So here's the play. Like the Father, we must go to God in faith. If we have any doubt, ask him to remove it. He never fails. It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice with this week's timeout. All right, time to get back in the game of life. Until next week, ready, break.